All right, the last swan song for Al Hyatt, vocational ag teacher at Rock Ridge High School. What are your emotions tonight as you look at this last Rock Ridge FFA banquet that you're presiding over? I know your family was here. You had former graduates here. The senior class spoke so fondly of you. Man, what a night for you.
Yeah, it's going to be tough leaving these guys. Some of these kids are just amazing. They all are just amazing. And I don't know. It was, you know, it's been a good ride. It's time to move on. But, you know, it's a good place to be. I mean, the administration, the parents, the alumni, everybody's behind you. It's going to be a little tough walking out, but it's time.
Well, I guess the one thing you realize when you come to an event like this, agriculture education is important when you look at the quantity and quality of people that were in the cafeteria tonight for the meal and then in the auditorium for the FFA banquet. That kind of puts it in perspective for you, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's people from all realms of agriculture were here, business, farmers, people who work in the agricultural industry in a lot of different areas. And again, they're very supportive. I mean, our auction is going great. And, you know, again, it's going to be tough. This is it's one of the most stressful nights of the year, but it's also one of my favorites.
Well, and give a testimonial of ag education and why it remains so important today, beyond just the rural landscape, too.
Well, I mean, if we look at all the different agricultural jobs and the different things that are out there for these kids, I mean, you know, it's not sows and plows. We know that. I mean, we've got to look into the horticulture area. We've got to look into different technological areas and the possibilities. But there's a career for these kids based around agriculture. And again, it's not necessarily maybe on the farm, but it's involved in it.
Well, and you see with the slide presentation that the kids presented tonight, kind of the chapter activities and just the year in review, that's where you know that a lot of different things go on. So when you watch that kind of maybe in slow motion being your last year, you realize, man, we do a lot of stuff here.
Well, sometimes it makes me tired just to look at it, to think we did all that. But yeah, we do a lot. And we expose the kids to a lot of different things. And lots of times, you know, it'll hit a nerve with them, and they'll say, man, I kind of like this. And then they pursue it a little further. So it's you know, we got to give them as much opportunity as we can.
Yeah, and the Rock Ridge, it's neat because the Rock Ridge people in the community, they support agriculture, and it's nice to have that as a backing. That speaks volume, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, we had over 300 people here tonight, and that's probably the most we've ever had. But yeah, they turn out, and they kind of know what we're going to do, and they enjoy it. And I give the kids a lot of responsibility to put everything together, and my golly, they did a nice job. They really did. I'm really proud of them. And I, the last couple years, I just kind of stepped back, and you guys do it, and I'll show up. And it works.
Yeah, and I guess maybe you don't realize what you'll miss most yet. Maybe that'll come maybe next year, like this time of the year. What do you think right now you're going to miss most about all this?
I think it just any time you can get with these kids and go to some of these activities and travel with them and have fun. And when they're successful, I mean, we've had a livestock judging team here that's just been really strong, and we should be again this year. We've been to Kansas City. We've been to Denver. And it's fun to watch them succeed. Our meats team won the last 2 years. It's fun to watch them succeed. But then it's also fun just to be with them. Yeah. And I will miss that. They tend to make you a little younger.
Amen. And I thought, you know, the kids that spoke publicly tonight said the nice things about you, and then the people that wanted pictures with you, you know, after the banquet was over. But I thought kind of a neat thing tonight during that slide presentation, and it's even a little bit hard for me to say this, is the kid got up there and said, well, they said on this football week, give a jersey to someone that has really impacted your life. And we're talking about Ryan Parcher. And he said, well, I want to give it to Mr. Hyatt, my ag teacher. So they had the picture of Mr. Hyatt and Ryan Parcher in the football jerseys. So that to me was such a, I mean, man, what a neat moment for you to have those type of memories.
Yeah, it was cool. Ryan came in and asked me to do that. I will tell you this. I don't know how he wears that thing because it almost cut my arms off. But I didn't wear it all day long, but I was happy to do it. And he said, "Can we have a picture?" And I said, "Sure, here we go." So it was fun.
Right. You've done good for the youth, man, in sustaining this ag education. So I wanted to congratulate you and thank you for your help with the WRMJ over the years. We really appreciated that.
Yeah, we appreciate what you do for us. I mean, and again, not just for the ag, but for the entire school. And I know Katie Haston was here tonight, and I told her we were doing it, and she said, "Oh yeah, yeah, you know, Jim needs as much acclimation as he can get for that." So,
all right. Congratulations, sir. Enjoy retirement. We'll see you around.
Thank you.
All right, Al Hyatt stepping down, retiring as ag education teacher's last FFA banquet, joining us on WRMJ.